أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون. In ayah number 67 of Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the purpose and the objective of creating day and night. Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمُ اللَّيْلِ. Allah is the one who has created for you the night. Why? لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ. So that you find sukoon in the night. The night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has made it so that you find rest therein in the night. The night is meant to create within a person the rest, the sukoon, the peace, the tranquility that a person requires in this dunya, in this world. And Allah says, وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرَى. And the day He has made it for you to see. Meaning in the day, keep your eyes awake. At night, that's the time for you to sleep. Sometimes we find with some individuals, especially people who have nothing to do during the course of the day, or sometimes during the holiday period, you find that the opposite happens, where people are sleeping during the day and they are staying awake at night. This is something that has been discouraged emphatically in the Sharia. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken out against this habit repeatedly. We find the scholars and the ulama, they have discouraged this type of a pattern where a person converts his night into day and his day into night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that sukoon is found in the night while the day has been made for you to remain awake. Mubsira, from basar, your eyes are open and you are awake. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, therein there are signs, liqawmi yasma'un, for people who listen and who heed these advices. قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of an argument, a claim made by the Christians, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dealt with earlier as well. They claim that Isa alayhi salam, Isa the son of Maryam, was the son of God. Allah says, قَالُوا, they have claimed, they have said, اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has adopted and taken a child. Subhanah, pure is Allah. Huwa al-ghani, He is absolutely independent. Why will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want a child? Desiring for a child or wanting a child is an emotional weakness. It's an emotional weakness. To desire a child and to want a child, that is an emotional weakness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure and free of every weakness. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they claim that Allah has taken a child for Himself. Huwa al-ghani. Allah is absolutely independent. A person who also wishes to have a child, he has this desire or aspiration that one day the child will be of assistance to him. One stage or at a later stage in my life, my son will take over certain responsibilities, even if it is mundane, basic responsibilities. But every father, every parent has that type of an aspiration and a desire towards having a child. And that is also, again, a sign of another weakness, that a person at a later stage in life will be in need of the assistance and the help of his child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is al-ghani, the independent. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth belong to Allah alone. إِنْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ بِهَذَا. Allah says, you have absolutely no proof, no evidence whatsoever to make this type of a claim. أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Do you say against Allah that which you have no knowledge about? قُلْ, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Certainly those who will invent and fabricate lies against Allah, لَا يُفْلِحُونَ, they will never succeed. They will never prosper in this world. مَتَاعٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا, a little enjoyment in this world, that is what they will experience. They will experience a short, a brief enjoyment in this world. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ, and then to us is their return. ثُمَّ نُذِيقُهُمُ الْعَذَابَ الشَّدِيدِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will subject them to a severe punishment. We will make them taste a severe punishment in the akhirah, bima kanu yakfurun, because of the kufr and the disbelief that they had committed. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.